graduates from Arts, Sciences, and Humanities through this program can receive a 12-month contract with a local employer. So, and this really, I found this to be interesting, as you know, a lot of discussions you have about, say, studies in arts, humanities, and social sciences, a lot of it is, okay, so where is sort of the, how does that connect, in a sense, right, with the, with employment opportunities. So, but really, the skills through these kinds of programs really do have very practical applications. And I'd like to hear some more thoughts on this.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this was a program that was really created in Kingston. So Alan Rottenberg, who has connections through Queens, really thought that it would be a great idea to try to give students that are graduating with arts degrees a little bit more of a leg up, I guess, so to speak. So he approached us and a few others in Kingston about creating a program like this. And really what it is to try to give students that first little bit of experience that they need when they, when they're launching their careers. So not only is the program giving students the ability to tap into some jobs that aren't necessarily available to the wider public, but there's also a mentorship component that goes along with it. So anybody that's successful within the program and receives one of the jobs or gets one of the jobs is matched up with a mentor that really kind of takes them under their wing for the first 12 months of their career, and it kind of gives them a bit of a, you know, some guidance along the way. So I think it's certainly a unique program. We're celebrating our fifth year in 2022, and the program is actually being launched in other communities, university cities across the country. So made in Kingston, but kind of going across the country now.
Well, that's another really excellent point, in the sense that, you know, they're basically getting that that work experience, but they're also receiving that guidance, as I'm sure probably a common thought for a lot of people making that transition, right, from university perhaps to that position. I'm sure there are definitely some challenges there.
Yeah, I think, you know, it certainly is a daunting prospect when you're graduating and you're kind of like, you know, you're done school and you're just kind of pushed out and away you go. So the program really is beneficial, and not only does it match the student with a Kingston-based employer, but I think, you know, there's always something that comes up during that first year or two that you're employed and out of school. And I think that the mentorship aspect of this this program really is beneficial, because it's almost like a sounding board for the student to try to guide them along their path to wherever their career may take them. So we've had some great feedback and some great success on this.
Another important point that you brought up, in the sense that it's local employers. I think another thing that often gets discussed is the idea of, you know, you come and you do your studies, then you have to leave and find employment, right? And oftentimes that means going to a different city, maybe a bigger city, maybe a more remote area. But really the importance of keeping grads here, which I understand this is also an integral part of this program.
Yeah, certainly Kingston does a great job at producing talent from, you know, the three institutes of higher learning, so to speak. But we don't do a good job of keeping them here. So as you mentioned, you know, when students graduate, quite often the first thing is, well, I gotta get to a bigger city. But Kingston really does have a lot to offer. And I think for students, so much of their life is focused around the campus. And they really don't have the opportunity necessarily in their 4 years or so that they're here to really explore the city. And Kingston is a great place to start your career there's a lot of things going on in Kingston. And I think for a city our size, we certainly punch above our weight. But yeah, you're right. It's not necessarily top of mind when students graduate. And I think that, you know, there's our organization and a number of others are trying to make the community a little bit more sticky, so to speak. So making it more of a natural thought that when you graduate, Kingston has a lot to offer, so we should stay.
Can you give me an example of perhaps a couple sectors, or perhaps a couple of possible avenues for a grad who might be coming into this apprenticeship program?
Well, I think right now the good news is that really it doesn't necessarily matter what sector. I don't think there's ever been a time where there's been so much need for talent, and that's everything from the tourism sector. We've had manufacturing come in looking for people to work. Health and health sciences, it's right across the board. So I think that the good thing about this program is that it does identify some unique opportunities, and if you sign up for the program, you're the only ones that are seeing those. So I think it's great, and we certainly have been engaging the students right from September. And there are a number of opportunities that they feel that they would like to pursue. So we're actively trying to recruit some of those opportunities. So we've had people talk about different things in writing, whether that's grant writing or what have you. Lots of opportunities in marketing, content management, that sort of thing. So we're also pursuing those opportunities with different Kingston businesses to say, hey, we've chatted with the students and this is what they're looking for. Have you got anything in your company that might be a fit? So those conversations are happening now.
Very interesting. So really students are part of this process and perhaps even de determining what some opportunities might and doors that might open up down the road.
For sure. Yeah, it certainly is. We're trying to do things a little bit differently. As I said, this is the fifth year of the program, so we've certainly learned a lot over the years. And I think the last couple have been a little bit more difficult with COVID and everything that that has brought. But yeah, that we've certainly been engaging the students earlier on in the process. And yeah, it if we can identify opportunities within the community for employment that students are interested in, then I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Okay, so the deadline to apply for both employers to be part of this program and for students is not until February at this point.
Correct. Yeah, but I mean, we want students to be thinking. Obviously, we want them to stay in the community. So that takes a little bit of time to try to, get their head wrapped around that type of thing. So when they graduate, that they're not leaving, they're sticking around. But also from an employer perspective, it certainly takes a little bit of time to really start thinking about how they can be planning for early 2023, and take advantage of the program. So realistically, given commitments from the education side of things, students really aren't going to be ready to work until the first part of May. So it certainly gives time for both parties to really think about what they want to do, and hopefully they all decide to take advantage of the program, and we can go from there.
And tell me a bit more about how it is funded. I understand that employers can receive 4 months reimbursement of the gross salary.
Yes, that's correct. So the program is funded through the generosity of Alan Rottenberg and the Canadian Career Apprenticeship Foundation. So I guess since the beginning, he and his foundation have put in just over $400,000 in salary, or in grant contributions, which have translated into just over $2.5 million in salaries for the Kingston community. So yes, the employers would receive up to $2,500 per month for 4 months, so a maximum of $10,000 on a 12-month commitment.
Great. Well, Rob, thank you very much for telling me a bit more about this program. Is there anything else that you feel we haven't covered?
Yeah, I guess so. We certainly work with the team at Queen's in trying to get the students involved in the project. So So the experiential learning department through the Faculty of Arts and Science, you can go to visit their website for more information. And then employers, if you want to come to our site, which is investkingston.ca/QCAK, all the dates and contact information is right there.
Great, Rob, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it.